This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Hope you are doing well. Welcome to episode 204 of the Freedom Audio Show. I'm actually just out right now taking a little drive. We are still on lockdown. This is week, I think, 10? I can't even remember. We've just been in lockdown for so long, almost 3 months. It's just crazy stuff. But luckily, they've opened a couple of retail stores for people that have been fully vaccinated. So I kind of took the opportunity to just go on a drive. I went to one of the big shopping malls here. Like, you know, a quarter of the stuff was open. But luckily, one of the big bookstores here, Kinokuniya, was open, which was pretty awesome. So I spent like $500 on books, which is crazy. But it's just nice to be out, to be able to do, you know, some normal stuff. And I'm on the way home now, and I'm just recording this episode for you guys. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, how you can focus on the things that really matter and just kind of ignore everything else. And that's how, you know, you're really going to have a lot of success inside of your business, right? And the reason why I mentioned this is because, you know, over the years, as I've been coaching students to increase their incomes and be successful online, I've noticed that there are a lot of people that kind of focus on the stuff that doesn't really matter, like things that have absolutely nothing to do with their business success, right? And really what they're doing is they're just focusing on things that don't actually matter at all, you know, whether or not they get an answer or you know, a solution to that little thing that they think is a problem actually doesn't affect their success at all. But what they're doing inadvertently is they're using a lot of energy to focus on those things that aren't actually important to them, right? And so I'll give you an example, and I'll plant the seed a little bit again. But what happened recently, I think this was about 2 weeks ago, is I got an email from one of my students, right? And he sends me an email, and he's, you know, taken the time to write this really long email. You know, to write something like that, it's going to take a little while. It's going to take like at least 10, 15 minutes of your time, probably quite a lot of brain power and a lot of emotion that's going to go into it, okay? So I read this gentleman's email, and basically it goes something like this. Now, obviously, I'm paraphrasing, right? But basically, he said, hey, listen, Aaron, you know, I'm just writing you because I'm one of your students here. I'm going through your program, and it's an excellent program. I'm learning a lot about how to, you know, make money online and promote other people's products. And, you know, I'm really concerned because I've been getting your emails about you promoting another program which is in the same niche, right? It's in the make money niche as well. And I'm starting to get confused because, you know, I'm in your program, but now I'm getting emails from you about another program. And I just think that, you know, this dilutes your brand and it doesn't make you look good because you're saying that your program is the best in the market and now you're promoting somebody else's program. And basically he was getting all upset, right? And he's just like, yeah, and I don't think this is good and you should stop doing this and blah, 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 blah. And then he kind of signs off, right? So I read the email and I just thought it was really funny, okay? So I sent him a reply. I sent him a really nice reply. And obviously taught him a little bit about how marketing really works. But basically what had happened was, usually when somebody purchases one of my products, they get onto a separate email list. So I will usually segment the list, and once they purchase one of my programs, they won't get any more promotional emails. So usually what happens, and this happens 99% of the time, is somebody on my promo list will be moved to a customer list and they'll never get any more promotions. So what he saw was basically something that he shouldn't have actually seen, right? And sometimes that happens because, you know, you can't really control what people do. And instead of using the same email, he probably used a different email because he was purchasing something. So he's gonna use a real email where he's gonna get all of the notifications from me now that he's a paid student, right? So people do that. They've got, you know, emails which are a little bit more serious, and you probably have that yourself, right? And you've got other emails. Maybe you have like three different emails and you use each email for a different purpose, okay? So what happened was he became a customer, but he was still getting the promotional emails when he was supposed to be opted out of that particular list. Now, unfortunately, in marketing, there's no 100% foolproof way to guard against that. But it doesn't really matter because whether he's on my promo list or on my student list, you know, he's still going through the training and he can choose to read those emails and learn something from them, go through them, actually purchase some of the products, or just ignore them, right? It doesn't really matter because it doesn't affect his life, right? So basically, that's what I told him. I said, look, you know, you unfortunately, you probably are still on my email promo list. What I recommend is that you just opt out of that list so you stop getting these promotions. Because what tends to happen is that when you're marketing online, not everybody is going to buy the program that you want to market to them, okay? So for example, if you're selling a weight loss program, right? So you're selling weight loss XYZ, okay? And you're going to be promoting weight loss XYZ, you know, pretty, not aggressively, but that's your main program, right? That's the program that you believe in. That's the program that you think that everybody should be getting into if they want to lose weight, okay? So you back that program very, very hard, all right? So after a while though, not everybody is going to buy program weight loss XYZ, even though they like your stuff. Does that make sense, right? So even though they like you as a marketer, they're learning a lot from you with regards to weight loss, you're teaching them a lot, you're training them a lot, for some reason, they're not connecting with weight loss XYZ. And that's why you don't only want to sell one program. Now, that doesn't mean you should sell 100 programs. So that's what a lot of people online teach. They teach you to sell 100 different stuff, and hopefully one of those things will resonate with your audience and they're gonna buy. But that's not what you really wanna do. What you wanna do is you wanna back just a couple of really good programs, maybe two or three programs, and then do a really good job of promoting them, because in that scenario, your audience might resonate with program number two or program number three, or maybe even program number one, right? But if you promote 100 different things, then they're not gonna connect to any, because they're gonna get confused. They're gonna be like, why is this person promoting 100 different weight loss programs to me? I thought that I should be getting into program XYZ, weight loss XYZ, instead of, you know, weight loss ZZZ, BBC, CCC, DDD, if that makes sense, right? So in that respect, it's okay to do, as long as you're promoting good stuff. Okay, I hope that makes sense, right? But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't promote multiple programs. You should absolutely promote multiple programs, because for whatever reason, humans just being humans, they're not gonna connect with every single program that you promote. So in order for you as a marketer on the business side to generate the right amount of income, you wanna make sure that you continue to put great stuff in front of your audience, because just because they bought one program from you doesn't mean that they can't benefit from another program, right? So I'll give you an example that's closer to home for me, right? In the make money space, there are multiple ways to make money, okay? It's not just about doing it through affiliate marketing. You could learn how to invest your money. You could learn how to grow wealth. You could learn how to invest in cryptocurrency, right? You could learn how to structure your savings. You could learn how to save money. A lot of people are very bad at saving money, okay? You could then learn different strategies to make money online, right? So for example, if you're learning affiliate marketing, you could learn YouTube traffic. You could learn Facebook traffic. You could learn LinkedIn traffic. You could learn TikTok traffic, right? And if I'm going to be recommending to my people a core training on affiliate marketing, but I want them to get good at TikTok because maybe TikTok is the strategy of 2021, then I am going to market a great TikTok program to them, right? Because I know it's good. I've been through it myself, and I want people to get great results. So obviously, I'm going to recommend that program. Now, as a student, what you should do is if it resonates with you, you should buy it, right? Because if you think that TikTok is going to add to your overall skill set, then you should buy that program. I mean, that's what I've done in my career. I've bought hundreds and hundreds of programs that teach me how to become a better marketer, okay? Whether it's copywriting, whether it's email marketing, whether it's funnel, funnel creation, whether it's product creation, whether it's Facebook marketing. I mean, I've bought 5 Facebook trainings alone, just on the Facebook lead generation topic. Think about that. I've bought more than 5 different webinar trainings just on the webinar, right? So just because you buy one program doesn't mean that you shouldn't buy other programs, as long as that is a skill set that you want to improve yourself on. Does that make sense? Now, I'm going off in a tangent here, but I just want to teach you a little bit about the mindset that I'm going through as I'm putting together my marketing strategy, okay? So this program that I was recommending this student, right? He was still on my promo list, but it doesn't matter, because the program that I was recommending him was the program that I broke through with in 2016. Now, it's an amazing program. This is the program that my mentor Vic put together. I mean, he's put his blood, sweat, and tears into this program, and this is the program that I used to break through after failing for 8 years. Think about that for a second, right? So even though this gentleman was already in my own training program, even if he decided to buy Vic's program, he wouldn't be at a disadvantage, because Vic taught me everything I know about making multiple six figures online. Does that make sense, right? So if this guy bought this other program, he's now got two amazing programs that he can take whatever he wants from that program and implement it into his business. Or he can choose to ignore it and say, okay, that's cool. Or he could send me an email and say, hey, Aaron, do you think I should get this program? And depending on what his needs are, I might say yes or no. Does that make sense, right? But instead of doing that, what he did was he got into a fluster. He focused tons of energy on, you know, thinking about how it's going to ruin my reputation online, which, by the way, it doesn't at all, because, you know, I've been doing this for a while now, and, you know, generating almost $1 million in sales, I think I'm doing something right, right? And so that's what I was telling him. I was saying, listen, this is something that you shouldn't be putting your focus on, because putting all your focus on this particular thing is not going to help you to move forward and get closer to your own success. Does that make sense? I know what I'm doing. So don't worry about me, worry about yourself, right? And so this is the seed that I want to plant in your head today, right? Way too many people get really upset, or they focus a lot of their time and their energy, they focus a lot of their time and their energy on things that aren't gonna get them closer to their ultimate goal of having success, all right? What they do instead is they let all these things that are quote unquote seemingly important but actually aren't get in their way, and then it kind of deviates their energy. They focus their time and energy on stuff that isn't really important to their success, and then they kind of spiral down this rabbit hole, and then it becomes a problem over and over and over again, right? And this is with everything. It's not just about business. This could be, you know, things that are going on with the world, right? Who's running office in your particular country? It could be, you know, the sanctions or what, or, you know, whatever is the rules that are going around with COVID and stuff like that. Or it could be what's being said on the news right now. Stuff like this is not going to affect your ultimate success, okay? And if you let too much of your brain space get clogged up by all this shit that doesn't actually matter in reality, right? You can't control these things, right? These are things that are external factors that are beyond your control, right? So what you need to do is you need to focus on stuff that you can control in your life. Things that are actually going to matter to whether you make a lot of money or you don't, whether you create freedom or you don't, whether you move forward in your online business or you don't. Does that make sense, right? And that is what you should focus your time and energy and mental space on, all right? And so that's how I approach my life. You know, if there is something that, you know, kind of irks me or whatever, but it's not going to matter. You know, if I you know, put like 20% of my brain power today on that piece of thing, but it's not going to move me forward in my life, I don't even think about it. I literally don't even worry about it, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter on the grand scheme of things, right? And that is the way you need to look at your business, okay? Now, if it's something that interests you, obviously, right? So if you're really into politics, and, you know, you're an advocate, and, you know, you're gonna go and rally on the streets, and it's something that you're passionate about, then that's absolutely fine, right? But I'm talking about stuff that you don't really even really give a crap about, but for whatever reason, for that moment, you're getting so passionate about it, and it just wastes a lot of time. I mean, he could have spent that time, you know, maybe he'd been thinking about it for days, right, before he finally wrote that email. So you're talking about getting distracted for a few days, maybe, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes at a time over a few days, and then finally crafting that email and sending it out. Maybe that's another 30 minutes of time, when you could have been spending that time focusing on the program and just building out his business. I hope that makes sense, okay? And this is actually a great topic to bring up today, because a lot of people do this with everything, right? With everything that goes on in their life. So you need to be aware, and you need to sometimes stop yourself when you get worked up about something, and then ask yourself, is that thing really worth getting worked up about? Should you be spending more of your energy and your time and your mental capacity and space focusing on other things that you can really control and that will really make your life better and move it forward? I hope that makes sense. Something to ponder about, okay? And it's something that I've gotten really good at over the years, because there's just a lot of stuff that isn't worth your time. It really isn't worth your time. And that's why I don't really focus on politics. I don't focus on what's going on in the news. I don't focus on what's going on TV. I mean, sure, if it's, you know, something that's going on in the world, like, you know, right now, the big thing is what's going on in Afghanistan with the Taliban. I mean, that's just interesting stuff, you know, to know about. But am I going to worry my entire day about it? No, absolutely not, because it doesn't affect my life. The one thing that I will take from that, though, is that it gives me gratitude, right? And I use that in my gratitude work every in the morning and when I go to sleep. Right, I'm grateful that I live in a country that is not war-torn, that doesn't have bloodshed, and I use that to fuel my passion and my positivity so that it moves me forward in my life. I hope that makes sense. Think about that for a while. Ponder on that. I hope you got a lot from this episode, and I will see you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.